Rigoletto is a tragic tale originally penned by the Frenchman Victor Hugo and adapted to opera by the Italian Giuseppe Verdi, but creative director Michelle Kreisel says that's just the beginning of the multinational production in Charlottesville.
The female lead is from Cuba, and our male lead is Korean, and I'm sure the public will never question that they aren't Gilda and Rigoletto. It's because of their acting and their singing that they embody the character.
Rigoletto is on stage Wednesday night at the Paramount Theater, followed in 10 days by a run of the musical Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
It is, of course, a Western saga by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and the male lead, Curly, will be played by a guy with great credentials.
He's half African-American and half cowboy.
Nathan Graner grew up near his grandparents in Iowa and on a horse farm in Missouri with his mother and one-of-a-kind stepdad.
He's like, Junior? That's my name. Or Baden, as opposed to Nathan. Baden, why don't you come on over here and see my new John Deere tractor collection of plates?
And then there was the father, who exposed him to music.
And I would play under the pews where my dad sang at the Presbyterian church. I always remember just hearing his sonorous baritone voice. That was my adopted dad. My biological father was a soul singer in Chicago.
After studying art and music in college, he began performing in operas and toured with a classical group, the American Tenors. He looks forward to his debut here and to sharing the stage for the first time with dancers from the Charlottesville Ballet. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.